I believe that you shouldn't talk about something unless it's in your direct experience. So unless you've experienced something, I don't think we have the right to talk about it. Well, let me just say me, because that's how I feel. I don't feel like I have the right to talk about something unless I have a connection and a direct experience with that thing that I'm talking about. Because at that point, it's my truth. At that point, it's in my experience. So settle in for the next few minutes as I share a new truth that I feel called to share with you guys. I'm going to take a sip of tea before I start talking. So, having been in a relationship now for the past year or so, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot, and it's going to be a newsletter or a podcast at some point, or maybe multiple newsletters and podcasts at some point, because to share everything in one episode would be way too much. It wouldn't make sense to do that. There's so many learnings I've had, but there's one particular learning that I want to share today. And that's the chemistry that you have in the bedroom has a direct correlation to the chemistry that you have on the outside. See, intimacy starts outside the bedroom. Intimacy is about, for me, it's about the emotional connection that you have with your partner. How safe do you feel with your partner? And what I mean by that is, how safe do you feel to express yourself fully, authentically, without feeling like you need to walk on eggshells, without feeling like you need to control the situation all the time, without feeling like you can't let go fully? There's something inside of you that you're holding on to because you're afraid it will all fall down if you let go of that thing. Now, that could look different for everyone, but essentially, the dysfunction in relationships comes from when we're trying to control how things should be. And that's because we've learned what relationships are from our parents, from society, from media, from friends, from all of it. But mainly from how we saw our parents, or lack thereof. If we didn't have those role models, then we don't know what a healthy relationship looks like. And most of us, well, let me not say most of us. Let me again come back to me. So this is a practice I'm doing live. See, I'm pointing out where I can't talk on behalf of other people. I can only talk on behalf of myself because it's my experience. It may not be everyone's experience. I had parents who provided everything for me, but were they the most emotionally healthy? No. And so they're not a good example for me to use when trying to lean into a relationship of my own. Because the way they resolve things, the way they handle things, isn't the way I want to do it. And that's been my healing journey. And what I've realized with my partner is the more safe and seen and heard we can make each other feel, the more emotionally available we can become for each other. And support each other on an emotional level. It's all well and good doing the material things on the surface, but do you feel emotionally connected to your partner? The more we've been able to do that, the deeper we've been able to go in the bedroom. So, the orgasm in the bedroom starts way before the orgasm in the bedroom. The whole When you're emotionally available, whole relationship becomes an orgasmic experience. It becomes this ever-evolving, everlasting foreplay between the two of you because you're in a healthy masculine and feminine dynamic because you're you've done the work and you're doing the work. It never ends. You continue to lean into each other. You continue to discover each other. You continue to remain attentive to each other. You continue to become better for each other and better together. There is a commitment in set values that you both prioritize. And that's where I've had to become clear when looking for a partner is, what is it I value in myself? What is it that I want out of my life? And then to be open to the right partner to come into my life who also values the same or similar things. Because if the values aren't in alignment, then there will be some friction and disconnection. And over the last few years, as I approached 30, saw a lot of my friends naturally on dating apps, reaching that age where they were kind of leaving relationships or they were single and they wanted to now find a partner that they could settle down with and kind of do life with, And they just had so many different stories. And I'm not saying dating apps, good or bad, but there's just so many different dynamics that people come into a relationship expecting. There's so many expectations that we have, and most of them are false because they're expectations that have come from where? Where have they come from? Why are you expecting the things you're expecting? Is that your definition of a healthy relationship? Is that what you want out of life? And I'm saying all of this to say I didn't use a dating app to meet my partner. It happened organically through a friend of a friend. And I knew it would, intuitively. I knew it would. And one day, my friend, one of my closest friends, said to me, I don't think you're going to find your partner on dating app. Like I've been on dating apps for a long time now, and there's just no one that values the things that you value, at least from what he saw. And what I value is someone who's emotionally available, someone who's willing to do the work, someone who is spiritually oriented, someone who's open-minded and judgment-free. And that means I have to be that way. And so I've been working on that the last few years. And so I'm not surprised that my partner came into my life and happened to value the exact same things and was willing to continue to lean into it. So as we started to have more vulnerable communication and share more vulnerably with each other and create the space to receive and to nurture those vulnerable shares from each other, the vulnerable communication, the deeper you feel connected to the person, the more safe you feel, the more relaxed. It's just like, an exhale, that, oh, okay, I've shared how I really feel. I've shared the things that I was hesitant to share, and he's okay with it, and she's okay with it. Wow. So it makes your re body more relaxed. Makes your body more relaxed. And so then when you're having sex, you feel more relaxed, you feel more connected. So you can get to the deeper energetic spaces in sex that are not possible when you're just bang, 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 just to finish and go through the motions. I've been there, I've done that because no one taught me otherwise. Like you just see media, films, conversations with friends, porn. Like these things are just there to I'm hesitant to use the word brainwash, but yeah, it's there to take your focus away from what's really possible beneath the surface. It's a distraction. That's the right word to use. Not brainwashing. It's a distraction. What you learn from movies and TV shows and the stories you hear in society, the stuff that you watch on porn, like it's very surface level stuff, and it's a distraction from what's really possible. And what's really possible, you will find out when you dive deeper into your body. Your body has all of the wisdom, it has the capability. But we're limiting our access to these energies. We're limiting our access to the vastness of the experience we could have because of the expectations we hold about what a relationship should be like or shouldn't be like, and the friction between the partners. So to sum this up, I just want to say that what I found in my experience is that vulnerable communication, safety, feeling seen and heard, creating a safe space for each other continually on a daily basis is the foreplay that leads to orgasms in the bedroom, that leads to a deeper sexual connection in the bedroom. Anyway, I love you and I'll talk to you again soon.